I'm from Storybook Alpacas, and we use social media in a different number of forms. So we use things like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest, and now Periscope. So we use it just to get a presence online, and so that anyone anywhere can find us, and we are easily accessible and easy to find.
So you're branching out into Periscope. How's the industry going to use this platform?
So Periscope is a live video stream, which instead of using still pictures like Instagram, it obviously, well, it's video. And the Australian Alpaca Association is going to use this at its national show this year. And so at the show we have an auction, and the whole idea is to get up close and personal with the auction animals using Periscope. So you don't actually have to be at Sydney Showground. You can be having coffee with the Queen in England and be looking at an alpaca in Australia.
And I guess you can't get that sort of coverage on a mainstream television channel, but you can sort of create your own online these days.
Yeah, you can.
What do you think it will mean for exposure for the industry?
Obviously, Periscope is an app that's only been released this year, so while not many people are using it, it's growing. It's like growing every day. It'll really put the Australian alpaca industry on the mark, and I hope that we would be the industry that does it first, so then kids from the cattle then decide to do it, and then from the sheep and everything. So I think that it's a good way for us to kind of lead the way, in a sense.
And who's your target audience? Who are you hope is watching this broadcast?
What we're thinking is that anyone anywhere can view it, but we're going to try and aim for the people that don't really know much about alpacas, but they kind of want to look at them, but from a distance. So we're trying to aim that we have a film of a few auction animals, and so people can look at them and go, oh, my gosh, they're actually so cute. They're not spitting or anything like that.
And do you think alpaca producers on the whole are a bit more technically savvy than some other industries?
I couldn't really say that, because the other industries in Australia, we're all just as good as each other. We're all fairly advanced. But the alpacas certainly have got a few social media platforms now, so we've got that under our belt at least.
And Ruby, we're sort of talking about future and you know, where the industry goes from now. You're still at school, but what are your hopes for the alpaca industry?
So I'm hoping that the industry can go on for another, 50 years. I'm hoping that it'll be sustainable, because it is the smart future of alpacas. Like, they're easy to look after, they're everything like that. So I'm kind of hoping that the industry will just grow and grow and grow, and hopefully one day we can be as big as the sheep industry or the cattle industry, which would be cool.